Fido, you put some hard yards in again today.
Yeah, I guess it's what the team required. You know, we've been in dirt for the last it's a couple of innings, so it's been pretty tough work for us.
Happy to come out of it with a 5-wicket haul again today.
Yeah, it's always good to get a 5-wicket haul. It always helps the team, but you know, it would have been better if we would have been in a better position. But you know, our aim is to win every game. But you know, we're going to see what's going to happen tomorrow.
We'll talk about the batting a little bit. I mean, were the team disappointed to concede a 146-run deficit on the first innings?
I think what we're disappointed in is how the runs were being scored and how fast they were scoring. That was the most disappointing thing. But you know, it was a good track for batting, and as I said, we spent a lot of time in the field last game, so it was pretty hard work with this. But you know, we came out and the guys are batting pretty well now, so hopefully we can push on tomorrow and see what happens.
It was 230 odd overs last game, obviously a long one this one. Is it catching up a little bit with one or two?
Yeah, to be honest, I would say yeah, but you know, this is 4-day cricket, and if you're going to reach the next level, this is what you've got to do.
Fido, 5 wickets I mentioned, but was the wicket yesterday that you got Daniel Bell Drummond out in the 90s? Did you enjoy that wicket? That ball seemed to just talk.
Yeah, you know, I've been trying to get it to a little bit, a little bit, but it actually did the opposite of what I was trying to get it to do, you know, but you know, it was the same result, so that's what they wanted, so hopefully I could get some more now in the second innings.
Because normally you get it to reverse, but it went away, didn't it?
Yeah, I was asking it to reverse it all day, but you know, I mean, it had a direction.
Back to the batting, though. You're still 27 runs behind, 8 wickets in hand. There's still a lot to do tomorrow, isn't there?
Yeah, it's still a long way to go. We're still behind the game, I should say. You know, but we gotta keep batting. Once we keep batting, keep getting runs on the board, you know, the game's gonna look different for us.
And the wicket's quite flat.
Yeah, it's quite flat, but perhaps if we get on the fourth day, anything can happen.
Sure. 39 wickets for you now. You're on course for another 50-wicket season.
Well, that's the plan, you know. I'll probably say and I fall off a little bit the last couple of games. You know, it's just about picking up now and hopefully I can finish strong.
Do you want another season here? You're 37 years of age. Do you want another year here?
Jeez. thinking about it that way. I guess I got to think about it. But, you know, Hampshire being a home for me, you know, I've enjoyed every year I've played here. No, I'll see what the club wants, and I'll see what my family wants and everything, and see what happens next year.
Have the club spoken to you about anything yet?
Yeah, they've been speaking to me, but you know, I'm a guy that likes to get everything done in the middle first, and then anything after.